and welcome to this week's Look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. As I promised, this week I'll show you how you can look at the packages that are on your system, browse through the list of packages that are available in Debian, and an alternative way to select packages for installation. The program I'm going to show you this week is called dselect. That's the letter D followed by the word select. dselect was actually the original tool for selecting, installing, and removing packages on a Debian system. It was around before apt was created. dselect is a menu-driven tool, so it may be somewhat awkward to use with speech, but it's certainly accessible. So, without any further ado, let's get into dselect. I'm at the root prompt now, so I'll type
dselect
and press enter.
Okay,
now we have the main menu, and in this menu, fortunately, the cursor is on the currently highlighted item. That's not true always in dselect, but it's true here. So, I'm going to use the 8 key on the keypad to read the current line.
0. Access. Choose the access method to use.
As you can hear right away, the menu items are numbered. So, you can get to the menu item you want by pressing the digit associated with it, as well as by using the up and down arrows. Now, I will go down to the next line with the 9 key on the keypad.
1. Update list of available packages, if possible. 2. Select request which packages you want on your system. 3. Install and upgrade wanted packages. 4. Configure any packages that are unconfigured.
You usually don't have to do the configure action manually. It's usually part of the install action. The only time you would need to choose this item from the menu is if you run into errors while you're configuring packages that have been installed, and in that case you would have to come to this menu item to finish up the process.
5. Remove unwanted software. 6. Quit select.
Okay. There's the main menu. And I've just been moving the review cursor. So the first item, which is access, is still highlighted. The access menu item is another one that you normally don't have to deal with. By default, in the most recent version of Debian, dselect is set up to use apt for the actual installation of packages. There are some other access methods that you can play around with if you want to, but I won't go into those in this demonstration. The update item is one that you'll want to run from time to time if you're using FTP or HTTP to download packages. It will go to the FTP or website and get the latest list of available packages, so that you can see if any new packages have been added or if any packages are ready to upgrade. So, that's the first item that I will choose from the menu. So I'll press the down arrow and then the 8 key on the keypad to read the current line.
1. Update list of available packages, if possible.
By the way, all of these menu items also have keyboard shortcuts, which correspond to the first letter in the item name, so you can use the keyboard shortcut or the item number to get to the item and then press enter to select it. Anyway, I'm on the update item, so I'll press enter here.
0% working, 0% connecting to FTP.FTP.
Deselect is actually running apt now, so since dselect doesn't use the dash Q option when it's running apt, it would be rather, the speech output is rather noisy. It keeps speaking the same stuff over and over again. I don't suspect that there will be much to be updated because I just installed this demonstration system last week. And I hear the hard drive running now, so I'm guessing that the new package lists have been downloaded. And let's see where we are with the 8 key and the keypad.
2. Select request which packages you want on your system.
Notice that it automatically moved you to the next menu item, because the update, select, install, config, and remove items are very often done in sequence. Now we're on the select item, so I'll press enter.
Help. Introduction to package list. Welcome to the main package listing. Please read the help that is available. You will be presented with a list of packages which are installed or available for installation. You can navigate around the list using the cursor keys. Mark packages for installation using or deinstallation using. Packages can be marked either singly or in groups. Initially, you will see that the line All Packages is selected. And so on will affect all the packages described by the highlighted line. Use O to change the order of the list. This also changes which kinds of group selections are possible. Mainly for new installations, standard packages will be requested by default. Use capital D or RT to override this. See the key bindings help screen. Some of your choices will cause conflicts or dependency problems. You will be given a sublist of the relevant packages so that you can solve the problems. When you are satisfied with your choices, you should press return to confirm your changes and leave the package listing. A final check on conflicts and dependencies will be done. Here too, you may see a sublist. Press space to leave help and enter the list. Press at any time for help. Help menu space exit help. Next help or a help page key.
Now there are some things that we're missing here because speak up is only speaking some of the punctuation. So you can review this help screen more carefully if you want to, and also read more help screens for more details. We're not going to do that now. I'm going to go into the selection screen and show you how it works. But before I do that, I'd like to explain a little about how the selection screen is organized. The top half of the screen contains a menu of packages, including package names, one-line summaries, and some other information in a very compact format. You can use this menu to select packages and mark them for installation or removal. This package list is quite organized. First of all, deselect organizes packages into 5 groups: new, updated, up-to-date, available, and obsolete or local. The group of new packages contains packages that have been added in the most recent update of the package list. When you run deselect for the first time, all packages are in this group. The updated group, as you might expect, contains packages for which newer versions are available than what you've got on your system. The up-to-date and available groups are pretty self-explanatory. The obsolete or local group contains packages which are on your system but aren't included in the Debian distribution that you're running. This could be either because they were removed from the distribution, or you downloaded them from somewhere else, as the case would be with the TR Player package, for example. Or perhaps, if you're a more advanced user, you've made your own Debian package of some software. Packages are also organized by priority. The priorities, as I mentioned last week, are required, important, standard, optional, and extra. Finally, packages are organized by sections such as administration, base system, development, networking, web, and so on. So, the package menu in the top half of the screen is quite structured. The one drawback for SpeakUp users is that the cursor doesn't stay on the currently highlighted item. It's usually on the bottom line of the screen, which is usually not what you want to look at. Fortunately, after the top half of the screen, there's a line in the middle which contains a brief summary of the currently selected package or group. The line after that is the name and one-line summary of the currently selected package, followed by the package description on lines after that. Actually, the bottom half of the screen, which I just described, can contain a number of different things depending on how you set it up. But the summary and the one-line description are there by default. Now that I've described the main package selection screen, let's go there with the spacebar key.
Select main package listing avail. Priority mark. //verbose.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, the cursor is on the bottom line of the screen, which is usually not what we want to look at. There's a relatively easy way to get around this, though. Using the Speak Up Screen Review command, you can move the cursor to the middle line of the screen, which contains the name and possibly some status information about the currently selected package or group. Then you can park the review cursor on this line so that it stays there regardless of what happens to the real cursor using the minus key on the keypad, which is directly above the plus key. So now I will move the Speak Up review cursor to the correct line. First of all, I'll read the current line with the 8 key.
Description.
And as I predicted, it's on the bottom line of the screen, which shows what kind of information is currently showing in the bottom half of the screen. Now, I will move the cursor up with 7 key on the keypad.
Blank, blank, different kinds of change the sort order and information about that package displayed here. You can use OWET. If you move the highlight blank, the price here in shown. Install, remove, hold, hence. The line you have highlighted represents many packages of US2.
This, currently the bottom half of the screen contains a standard message, which is shown when you select a package group instead of a package. So, I think we're only one line away from the middle line, which is where we want to be.
All packages.
Okay, there it is. Now I'm going to park the review cursor on this line.
Parked.
Now, let's move down through the menu on the top half. And each time I move down, I will also use the 8 key on the keypad to read the current line where the review cursor is parked.
Newly available packages. New standard packages. New standard packages in section admin.
See, we're going deeper into the structure of the package menu in the top half. The package menu in deselect is somewhat like a tree view in Windows, for those who are familiar with Windows. That might be helpful.
And unfortunately, that's where we have to stop this week, but Matt Cab will be back with Look at Linux next week to continue from right where he left off.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the team at Main Menu, this is Jonathan Mosen inviting you to join us again next week.